Chapter 2. All 4,000 red velvet seats at Atlanta's Fox Theater were filled with partisan politicos. Signs and hats were prohibited inside the auditorium, but the political buttons fastened to lapels indicated an audience fairly evenly divided between Leahy and Howe supporters. Immediately following Allison's Monday night acceptance of General Howe's challenge, the Commission on Presidential Debates scheduled the debate in Atlanta on Thursday, 12 days before the election. Allison had spent the balance of Wednesday night and all of Thursday studying up on the issues, meeting with advisors, and gathering last-minute tips from her consultants. Allison stood behind a mahogany podium to the audience's left. She wore a bright blue St. John's suit, and her hair was up in a stylish twist that completed the serious but feminine look that had graced the cover of thousands of magazines. Lincoln Howe was to the right, dressed in a well-tailored suit with a light blue shirt, red tie, and gold cufflinks. He'd campaigned in civilian clothes all along, of course, but he had somehow always looked like a soldier caught out of uniform. Tonight, he looked decidedly presidential. "Good evening," said the moderator, "and welcome to the Campaign 2000 presidential debates. We have an unusual format tonight. A panel of 4 distinguished journalists, 2 selected by each candidate, have absolute freedom to ask whatever questions they wish." Allison scanned the audience as the moderator introduced the panel. She shared a subtle smile with her husband, who was seated in the second row. Peter Tonello was, according to Businessweek magazine, a visionary, self-made millionaire who had pioneered the plastic recycling business, a highly profitable and politically correct line of work for a politician's spouse. At age 56, he was 8 years older than Allison, with distinguished flecks of gray in his hair and dark eyes that could charm his wife or chill his enemies. They dated casually a few months before Emily's abduction. He'd never been gorgeous, but if the ensuing tragedy and endless search had proven anything, it was that Peter was that rare breed of man who came through in